When farmers put hay bales in this spring, they reappeared 3 days later, 7 miles away. The underground waterway just happens to be one of the largest springs in the country, and it has attracted people to this region for centuries. It's today's edition of The American Countryside. There's a very good reason it's called Mammoth Spring.
It's 70 foot deep. The spring pool itself is probably about 100 to 150 feet across. It's has a flow rate of about almost 10 million gallons of water per hour, so it is a very large spring, the largest in Arkansas.
David Jackson shares the story from Mammoth Spring State Park on the Missouri-Arkansas state line. The Ozarks are full of springs, and many are connected.
Some farmers put in hay bales at Grand Gulf, and about 3 days later, hay popped up at Mammoth Spring, so the locals knew that there was a connection before the scientists did.
It's 7 miles between Grand Gulf and Mammoth Spring. But this spring was more than just a scenic location.
The Osage Indians occupied this area prior to 1820. And around 1820, white settlers started moving in and staying in this area. And as early as 1836, they started having the idea of using water power to operate some industry.
Soon a grist mill was built. By 1880, dams on the spring caused industry to flourish.
They built a flour mill, cotton mill, and later a shoe factory and industry began to blossom.
The railroads came here in the 1880s, and the community grew until the late 1920s when the Depression hit. Today, it is a spot for fishing, recreation, and tourism, with the spring and state park attracting over 300,000 visitors a year. Traveling the countryside in Mammoth Spring, Arkansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.